You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. We are your connection to local performances of all kinds. And today's show is going to be devoted to the World Championship Old Time Piano Playing Contest and Festival that is happening in Peoria next week. It happens every Memorial Day weekend and opens up on Thursday, although the public events start on Friday and continues through Sunday, with all kinds of contests and lots of other sorts of events that are going on. And the fun part about today's show is that we have five either present or former contestants, including some winners of the competition, who are going to be playing for us on the show today. First, though, I want to introduce you to Ted Lehman, who is MC of this year's contest. He's also president of the board for OMPA, which is the Old Time Music Preservation Association. Ted, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us.
So what is the Old Time Music Preservation Association, and is that a local thing or a national thing?
We're an Illinois not-for-profit chartered corporation, 501c3 group to which contributions can be made that are tax deductible. I'll get that in right off the bat.
Sure, you got to say that.
And we've been in business. This is our 38th year of staging this event. We started at the Monticello Railway Museum in 1975 as a fundraiser. We put a piano on the back of an old wooden caboose that had a platform, and four contestants came up and banged away on the piano. Right in the middle, a tornado came near. We had to move to a second piano, which we had stashed safely in a baggage car, and finished up the contest with about 20 spectators and four contestants. And that was our beginning back in 1975.
That almost sounds like a made-up story.
Well, you know, Marvin Hamlisch had just had that huge hit when the movie The Sting came out. He did The Entertainers. And played that. It was a crossover tune that went from country stations to rock and rolls to everybody was playing that song. And it certainly refreshed the ragtime era, which had sort of languished. There were a few people out there doing ragtime, Max Morath for one, but he repopularized ragtime to the general public, and it was just a couple of years after that that we decided if we wanted a big crowd at the Railroad Museum to ride the train on the weekend, we should have a special event. By the second year, we had 60 spectators, but we'd lost a contestant. And our first winner for the both first 2 years was Joy Bell Squibb, a 71-year-old golf playing granny from Vandalia, Illinois. And she came back to defend her title the third year and was beaten by a retired school teacher from LaPorte, Indiana, Dorothy M. Harold, and she won three times in a row. By this time, our crowd was up to 600 people, and we sold a lot of train ride tickets.
I'm sure you did. And I imagine you've probably had a lot of repeat winners over the years.
We've had three or four people that have won the regular division of our contest. We also have a junior division for kids. Have won it three consecutive times, and the rules are if you win three times, you're out. What you don't want in a contest is to have the same person over and over and over defending, and we figured as long as they've shown their ability to be a winner three times in a row, they're probably as good as they're going to get, and it's time to let somebody else have a chance.
Well, speaking of winners, we have first up in our list of folks who are going to play for us today, somebody who actually took second place last year.
That's correct.
In the junior division. The name is Daniel Suvigny. And Daniel is seated at the piano. By the way, I have failed to say so far that we're doing this show from the Blind Pig in downtown Champaign, which is a bar. But the reason we're here is, and in fact, it's our second time being here, it happens to house a piano owned by wonderful ragtime pianist Paula Serro, who was on the show by doing this live at the Blind Pig sometime, I guess it was last year, might have been a year before, can't quite remember now. And so we're using Paul's piano. So Daniel, before you play, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? What grade are you in school?
Well, I'm I'm 11 years old. I would be in fifth grade in school. I'm homeschooled. And I started getting interested in ragtime when I was about 5 or 6 from my dad, who would have me listen to people like Dick Crokel and different ragtime era jazz bands and Jelly Roll Morton and the Type.
So he just wanted to give you exposure to this type of music, or did you express interest in it because he happened to listen, when he happened to listen to music?
He wanted to, you know, get me into it. Well,
did that take an effort, or did you interested right away?
Really, what it was is he started playing the music, and I got into it, and I started really liking it.
So did you have to take lessons on this kind of piano playing, or did you pick things up by ear?
Well, that actually started a little while later, actually, playing the ragtime. I was already taking lessons, but when I was about 7 or 8, I found this. One of my piano books had a simplified version of Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag in it, and I started to learn that, and that was my first piece of ragtime I ever learned.
Well, I'll bet what you're going to play for us right now is not a simplified version of anything.
No.
And what do you want to start with?
I'm going to start with Wild Cherries Rag by Ted Snyder.
Daniel Suvigny, 2011, second place junior division winner for the World Championship All-Time Piano Playing Contest in Peoria. The 2012 competition in which Daniel will be participating is happening Memorial Day weekend. Daniel Suvigny from Hampshire, Illinois. What was the tune you just played?
I just played Wild Cherries Rag by Ted Snyder.
Ted Snyder. When you do when you participate in the competition, what's the procedure? Do you have to announce your pieces? You just get up and start playing, or do you?
Well,
how does that work?
I usually go up. I talk to Ted, the MC, and I then I announce my piece. Then I go play it, and then I usually do a second piece, and then I play that.
And that's it. So two pieces typically, and
yep.
You do it great, you win. If you do, or maybe not, you might do it great and somebody else wins.
Yeah.
How does competition feel for you? Is that something you get excited for?
Yeah, and sometimes a little bit nervous too.
Well, I would think if you didn't get nervous, you might be a little abnormal.
I do enjoy it a lot.
Good. Well, I mean, just watching you, it sure looks like you get into this. Daniel is all of 11 years old and won the junior division last year. By the way, Ted Lehman is, as Daniel said, contest MC. What's their age range for the junior division?
Infants, if they could play through 17. By the time you hit 18, you're considered to be in the adult division.
So the adult division is 18 all the way up till
there's no particular senior division, although we've had somebody 90-some years old play. The piano lady from Bloomington arrived and played 1 year, and she was 93, I think.
So you've mentioned something I'll ask about, which is there are a couple of different levels to the contest. So you play initially, and then you may or may not get past the first round?
Everybody, the juniors and the adult division, regular division we call it, start playing on Saturday, and they play all day long with a luncheon break. That afternoon, about 5, when we're finished with those competitions for the day, we crown the junior champ. The juniors don't go on to a second day to play. In the 16 people who play in the regular division, 10 proceed to the semifinals on Sunday afternoon. And they play 2 more selections, and then we have the final 5. And each of those people that are selected out of the 16 down to 10 and now 5 play 2 more selections. Their scores are cumulative from Saturday and both of their performances on Sunday, and the point total with the highest one wins.
Wow. So the juniors get it easy, I guess.
They do.
Which is not to say that the music is easy. What are you going to do for us next, Daniel? Daniel Sovigny has piece number 2.
I'm going to play Pork and Beans by Lucky Roberts.
And are these pieces you plan to compete with, or these are just pieces you're playing for us today?
These are just pieces I'm going to play today.
Okay, so you're not giving anything away for your performance
at
the contest.
No, I'm not.
Daniel Sovigny here, live from the Blind Pig in Champaign on Live and Local.
Thank you.
Daniel Suvigny, 11-year-old from Hampshire, Illinois, playing a tune called Pork and Beans here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. He's going to be participating in the 2012 World Championship Old Time Piano Playing Contest, which also has a festival attached to it, meaning that there's lots of things that one can do besides either go see or participate in the contest. And I need to correct a little bit of what I said earlier. Misspoke and said that Daniel actually won the junior division last year, second place winner last year. We have next up the winner of last year's contest of the junior division. Her name is Morgan Seaver. Do I say your name right, Morgan?
Yes, that is correct.
So how old are you?
I am 15.
You're 15. You're young enough that where I'm allowed to ask how old you are. When we get a little later, I can't ask some of the other folks who are going to be participating in our show today. How many times did you participate in the contest before you won it?
This is my 7th year competing, but I played 4 times before I won. I didn't place the first year. The next 3 years, I placed 3rd, and then the past 2 years, I have won the competition.
Oh, you've won 2 years in a row. So if you should win this year, you're done.
Yes, I'll be automatically bumped to the regular division.
Which you would be anyway. Well, no, you're 15. I was thinking you just said 17, 15. So, wow, so you can compete in a regular division even at 16 should you test out, so to speak.
That is correct.
Of the junior. Wow. Well, I certainly wish you luck in that.
Thank you.
What do you want to play for us first today?
I'm going to start off with a song called Steeplechase Rag, also known as Over the Bars, composed by James P. Johnson in 1917.
All right. It's Morgan Seaver from Carlisle, Illinois, here on Live and Local. Morgan Seaver's playing the Steeplechase Rag of James P. Johnson. Live from the Blind Pig in downtown Champaign here on Live and Local, we are previewing the 2012 World Championship Old Time Piano Playing Contest that's going to be happening in Peoria on Memorial Day weekend, and it's the 38th year for that contest. I understand we've had so far more than 500 piano players winning $50,000 in cash prizes over that period. So Morgan, when they, since you're a veteran of this contest, you've competed quite a number of times, what are the sorts of things that the judges look for? What do you get comment sheets back?
Judges sheets back, and they have a whole list of different things that they judge on, including articulation, different technical parts of the piano playing, along with our presentation while we're up on stage and our appearance, including our costume and our makeup and everything that we have when we do perform.
Of course, today you're dressed for radio, but I'll tell listeners that you're actually wearing a long dress.
Yes, this is one of my costumes that I wear regularly when I do perform at ragtime venues.
Okay, well, since you're dressed for it, why don't you give us another tune?
All right, this next song is Waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Well, I haven't heard the other contestants except for Daniel so far, so I don't know what your competition has been like in years past, but Morgan,
Thank you for having me.
I can imagine why you've done so well in this contest. Morgan Seaver from Carlisle, Illinois, a tune called Waiting for the Robert E. Lee. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is a special show that we're broadcasting from the Blind Pig in downtown Champaign, where we are very pleased to be using the Steinway Grand belonging to Paul Asaro. He parks this thing here and often comes and practices on this. He's a wonderful ragtime piano player himself and will be one of the judges in the 2012 World Championship Old Time Piano Playing Contest in Peoria. Well, so far we've had the second place winner of the junior division from last year, who will compete this year, and we just heard Morgan Seaver, who won that junior division the last 2 years and will compete again this year. Next up, we have Jacob Adams, who is from Champaign, Illinois, and he has been the contestant who made it to the final five in the regular division, so he's still looking for his first win. Jacob, thanks for coming along.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
So how many times have you tried so far?
This year, 2012, will be my third entry. So 2010 was the first time that I entered.
And what have you done between last year and this year to try to ensure that you get beyond the final five this year?
Practice more.
Well, let's hear your first sample. Is Jacob Adams going to be participating in the championship next week? What are you going to start with?
This one is an early Scott Joplin tune from 1902 called A Breeze from Alabama. Thank you.
Jacob Adams, live on Live and Local from the Blind Pig in downtown Champaign. A Scott Joplin tune called A Breeze from Alabama. And Jacob was a doctoral and a master's student in piano performance and piano pedagogy, respectively, at the University of Illinois. Do you think it's an advantage or a disadvantage to an old-time piano player in competition to actually have classical music chops?
Well, you know, that certainly occurred to me before, and I suppose I can't really answer that one way or the other. I suppose I try not to think about that too much and just, you know, be myself, do what I'm going to do, try to come up with my own ideas. I mean, honestly, I could see it working either way, but I mean, that's really kind of a difficult question to answer.
I assume that you have, when you're at the competition, you meet the other pianists and you talk with them and you find out something about their background.
Oh, surely.
Does it seem to be uncommon or more common than I might think for people to have classical training?
I wouldn't go so far as to say it's common, but it's certainly not unheard of, at least in my experience.
Because I would think, I mean, just from hearing you play, and again, I obviously haven't heard the other contestants in the regular division, so I don't know what the level is, but you seem to play awfully well, and I'm thinking,
Oh, thank you.
Who can beat that? But
well, everybody's
people
good.
Have.
I mean, there are a lot of really talented people there, so, I mean, just, you know, do your best, have a good time, and, you know, let the chips fall as they may.
I should say we're talking about the World Championship Old Time Piano Playing Contest and Festival that is happening in Peoria next week. And the full schedule is available on their website, which is oldtimepianocontest.org. Let's have one more tune from Jacob Adams,
certainly,
who will be participating in the senior division. He is a previous regular division, is called Final Five contestant. What would you like to do next?
This next tune is from 20 Years Later. One of my favorite ragtime subgenres is novelty ragtime. This is by the famous Zez Confrey, and this one is called Coaxing the Piano.
Music by Zez Confrey, called Coaxing the Piano?
Yes.
Jacob Adams played here live on Live and Local from the Blind Pig in downtown Champaign. He's currently in Champaign, Illinois, well, really Champaign-Urbana at the University of Illinois, pursuing degrees here, and originally from Indianapolis. He'll be one of the... Minneapolis. Oh, I've been saying the wrong town. Minneapolis. Well, sorry about that. And he's participating in the World Championship Old Time Piano Playing Contest in Peoria next week. And next up, we have a former contestant who is now, has also been a judge in the competition. She is board vice president as well for the Old Time Music Preservation Association. And her name is Sue Keller. Sue, thanks for coming in.
Hello, thank you.
So when did you graduate from contestant to judge? And ever go back?
Yeah, well, actually, my husband's been after me to go back, but no, I wouldn't want to go back because it takes a lot of work every year, and I'm a professional musician, so the amount of time I can spend playing ragtime is, well, it depends on the gig, and, you know, sometimes they're into it, sometimes they're not. So I don't think it would be that easy going back, and I would rather not go back, actually.
And that's just because?
It's just because the kids are getting better, and I don't want to have to compete against them. There you go. That's too much darn old work.
Is that saying that in the regular division, they're getting younger?
In the regular division, they're not only getting younger, they're getting better, and it's just, it's hard to be jumping in after all that time. I mean, if you're a professional musician, you do a live thing, and you don't have to worry about whether you're being judged on it or not. All that matters is if you keep the people drinking. And you see your tip jar fill up, then you know you're doing a good job, but you can't do that on stage.
There you go. Yeah. Well, what do you want to play for us?
Well, I'm a singer, so I'm going to do a tune called Memphis Blues by W.C. Handy. Down. If you won't be my man, your neighbor's gonna leave this town. 'Cause Mr. Crump won't allow no piano playing around here. Crump won't allow no piano playing around here. We don't care what Mr. Crump won't allow. Mr. Crump won't allow no piano playing. hang around here. And if Mr. Crump won't allow it, you know we ain't gonna have it here. That's right.
Sue Keller, burning up the keys here on Live and Local, The Blind Pig in downtown Champaign, Memphis Blues by W.C. Handy. She is a former contestant and contest judge for the World Championship Old-Time Piano Playing Contest in Peoria next week. Also a VP of the Old-Time Music Preservation Association. And Sue, you said you're working professionally in... What kinds of playing do you do besides what we just heard?
Well, I do all the major ragtime festivals most of the time. I was also 7 years, I have to get this in, 7 years musical director of the Big Scott Joplin Festival in Sedalia, Missouri, which was something that got me to know everyone in the ragtime field, and basically that's what I did, to do the festivals. I'll occasionally do a bar thing. I was out in Durango, Colorado this past summer playing at the Strader Hotel, which is where Johnny Maddox plays. In fact, I owe an awful lot of that Memphis blues arrangement to Johnny Maddox's playing. So it's kind of an interesting life. I also do all the piano bar stuff if I have to, but...
You know, if you have to?
If I have to. If I have to.
Who forces you?
If I
you?
Have to do
Who
things like
you?
My way or...
that sort of thing.
You know, right. you try and do what the audience wants you to play. Of course, if they want you to play ragtime, you play ragtime. If they want you to play something else, then you play something else. And I have the ability to cover a lot of different kinds of material. So if I need to do my way, I'll do it.
Well, again, I haven't heard these young whippersnappers who are taking over the contest these days, but you sound awfully good to me. And I think there's got to be something said... too, for the panache
longevity
that comes with experience.
Yeah.
You know, that the whole style, you dig into those keys in a way that, no offense to our previous players here, but they still need to keep working at it.
Oh,
you know?
Well, you know, I have been playing over 50 years. It's amazing because my piano students all think I'm older than dirt. Because once you're older than their parents, then you're older than their grandparents, and that's when it starts getting really fuzzy there.
Well, I have a note from Ted Lehman here that your mom actually was a contestant in this.
My mom was a contestant, and she was a great piano player. We lost her in 94. They dedicated the contest to her in 95, which was really rather nice, I thought. Yeah.
Well, let's hear another tune from you.
All right, we talked about Max Marath earlier, and he happens to be, I was very lucky to know Max, and this is a tune that he wrote called One for the Road.
Thank you.
Sue Keller, playing here live on Live and Local, a tune called One for the Road by Max Morath. On Paul Asaro's piano here at the Blind Pig in downtown Champaign, many thanks to Paul for letting us in here and for letting us use the piano. And I want to say special thanks to Faye Ballard, who we're going to hear from next. Faye is the one who has actually organized today's show and has been on our show once or twice before, partly in reference to our topic today, which is the World Championship Old Time Piano Playing Contest and Festival happening in Peoria next week. Faye, thanks very much for putting all this together.
No problem at all. Thank you for helping us out.
Sure. Well, you know, this stuff is fun to play, and it's great to be able to do it live, especially on something other than the Clavinova that you've played in our studio before. There's not much that's authentic about that, unfortunately. Although, how much is authentic about a Steinway at your contest? The pictures I've seen have a nice old rickety-looking upright. I don't know how rickety it is.
I don't know how authentic necessarily Steinways are for ragtime music. You probably see a beat up old upright that's got a good tinny sound to it if you really wanted to get authentic. But our thanks to Paul. This piano is a honey to play. You've heard some great music on it. So you know, there's certainly nothing wrong with doing ragtime on a Steinway.
Well, why don't we hear your first contribution for the day?
Well, we actually have a very sad anniversary coming up. The Titanic sunk, I believe, as we all remember, a few years ago. I thought I'd do a little boat song for you, though this boat fortunately didn't sink, and this is actually a riverboat. This is a song called Sailing Away on the Henry Clay.
Faye Ballard in music by, who was that by?
That is actually by a man by the name of Henry Dickinson. He wrote that in approximately 1918.
sailing away on the Henry Clay. And since you mentioned the year, I understand that there's a cutoff date for how, what for composition of these pieces.
The music that we're actually looking for in the contest would basically be written from approximately 1890 to 1929. Contestants are not allowed to do a song written after 1929.
And is the burden of proof on the contestant, or is it up to the
judges?
Yes,
it is. The contestants will send in their entries to me. I'm now the official contest coordinator, so I validate their entries. But yes, the contestant must prove that the song is written before 1929.
And I imagine every once in a while you may, if you have to validate it, you might find something that gets disqualified? Or are they pretty good about that?
I don't remember that we've ever really had that problem in the contest, but yes, there are definite rules that we have posted on our contest website that the contestant is required to follow in order to legitimately finish all three rounds of the contest, or of course with the juniors, one round.
Well, we have time for you to do one more tune before we have to say goodbye.
Okay, my pleasure. We're talking, of course, about good old-fashioned ragtime. So here's a favorite classic rag of mine that I always love to do. This is written by Mr. Udy Bowman, and it's his 12th Street rag. Thank you.
nice barn burner to end with. It's called The 12th Street Rag by Udi Bowman, played by Faye Ballard, who is a former contestant in the World Championship Old Time Piano Playing Contest and also present contest coordinator, member of the board of OMPA, the Old Time Music Preservation Association. For more information on the contest and the complete schedule of competition and dinners and parties and workshops and all kinds of other things going on next week, go to their website, which is oldtimepianocontest.org. I want to say thanks again to Faye for coordinating our show today, also to Sue Keller for performing, and to the three contestants who are going to be competing next week, who've competed previously as well, who played for us earlier in the show, Daniel Suvigny, Morgan Seaver, and Jacob Adams. And best of luck to all three of you in the contest next week. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks for joining us. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from Radio Maria in downtown Champaign. Along with their dinner menu, tapas is served every evening until 2 o'clock a.m. Brunch is also served on Saturday and Sunday from 10:30 to 2:30. Information on menus, wine, and beer lists is at RadioMariaRestaurant.com. We also have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is at thecorkscrew.com. Here are a few other events you can go see and hear in our listening area the next couple of days. The Dan Pearson Trio plays on the Iron Post's third annual Jazz Festival tonight at 5 o'clock. I'm sorry, that's wrong. They're playing at the Krannert Center on their Uncorked series tonight at 5 o'clock. They will be at the Iron Post later in the week. They'll also be on our show playing live tomorrow. Community Players Theater in Bloomington offers the musical Hairspray tonight at 7:30, also tomorrow and Saturday at the same time, and a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. Champaign-Urbana Theater Company presents Avenue Q at the Parkland Theater tonight and tomorrow and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2:30. Chris Knight is at the Castle Theater in Bloomington tonight at 8 o'clock. It's the Larry Harms Trio at Basta O'Neill's in Washington, Illinois, so this evening at 6 o'clock. The Jim Vassilou Quartet play jazz at Swinger's Grill in Normal, 7 o'clock this evening. And tomorrow is Timber Train playing at Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood. That's 5:30 tomorrow evening. The Great American Trailer Park Musical is at the presented by the Springfield Theater Center at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield tomorrow and Saturday at 8 o'clock with a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. Chris Raymond plays jazz at Bouvon's in Urbana tomorrow evening at 6:30. Drew Hansen and friends are at the Red Herring on the U of I campus in Urbana tomorrow evening at 8:30. The Prairie Dogs are at the Pink House in Ogden. And it's the Springfield Area Highland Games and Celtic Festival at Chatham Community Park in Chatham tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. You're listening to 90.9 WYNL-FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois.